Colonel, SEAL Team 10's Bravo team was wiped out.
I see.
What happened to the cargo choppers?
Both of them are at the bottom of the harbor. Looks like your new hosts have a Harrier, too.
A Harrier? What is this?
Calm down. It just means they anticipated the attack.
What?
Besides, since the SEALs drew their fire, your infiltration went off without a hitch. On top of that, we know their defensive capabilities.
Are you saying this was all a feint?
Raiden, get a hold of yourself. The entire mission is in your hands now. Do you understand?
But...
There's no time for questions. They could decide to retaliate for that failed assault.
You mean the hostages?
They could be in danger, yes. But we need to consider the possibility that they'll blow the whole shell. If that toxic spell does take place, it'll devastate not only the harbor, but poison the coastline for generations. Raiden, we've had to adjust the mission objectives. The priority is now on removing those C4s at the terrace wired over the big shell. The president can wait, but this can't.
Colonel, you know I'm no bomb disposal expert.
That's not a problem. The Bravo team brought an explosives pro in with them. He was supposed to stand by on Strut C according to their mission plan. You should find him there.
Is this according to simulation too?
What are you talking about? Get to Strut C and find him.
Understood. But I need to ask you something before I go.
Make it quick.
Who are they? Dead Cell, I mean. They couldn't hit her no matter how hard they tried. And that vampire, too, it's like being in a nightmare you can't wake up from.
Jack, snap out of it.
And you, Rose, I can't believe you're on this mission. I keep thinking I'll wake up.
Raiden, this is real. And that's why you won't wake up.
But nothing seems real.
I've made up my mind to stay with you. Whether this is real or a bad dream, I'll keep watching you till it's over.
Thank you, Rose. And I won't let you be just a dream.
Are you two done? Raiden, you're needed on Strut C.